everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to goaltender Mario Colina of the Kitchener Rangers. He's been on quite a run since joining the Rangers recently and has helped Kitchener to top spot in the Midwest Division, and they look to be pretty solid in that spot right now, heading through the rest of the regular season. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is London Knights sophomore forward Liam Foudy. He had 7 points in 3 games last week and was a very impressive +9. The 18-year-old from Scarborough also recently took part in the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. He suited up for Team Orr and performed very well in both the on- and off-ice skills testing, placing among the top 5 in many categories. Foudy right now heading towards the 2018 National Hockey League Entry Draft, ranked 91st among North American skaters in the latest rankings from NHL Central Scouting. Among the other players in consideration for the OHL On the Run Player of the Week was Kitchener Rangers overage goaltender Mario Colina. He went 2-0 last week, making 81 saves for a goals against average of 2.00 and a save percentage of .953. Those numbers pretty consistent since Colina joined the Rangers last month, really helping Kitchener the top spot in the Midwest Division and putting up very impressive numbers. Colina and I chatted earlier this week about what happened after joining the Rangers. With Mario Colina of the Kitchener Rangers, and Mario, you've been with the Rangers now a month and a half now as time continues on, and things have gone well since you've joined the Rangers. Take me back. Why have things gone so well since becoming a member of the Kitchener Rangers?
Yeah, for sure. It's a great organization. I've had a good start since I've been here. I've won all my games, and I think my team's been playing really good in front of me. They've been keeping it pretty easy on me, so hopefully we can keep it going.
I'm sure your confidence level has really been boosted with the support of the team and the way things have gone since you've joined the Rangers.
Yeah, for sure. I'm feeling pretty good right now, like I said before, so hopefully I can keep it going, like just take it day by day.
Take me through this season. You've been well-traveled from Ryerson to Sudbury to Kitchener, of course. Let's go back, with the OHL education program going to Ryerson. Tell me about just that experience being there and the decision to come back to the league.
Well, yeah. Obviously, Ryerson is one of the best schools in CIS, but it was a good opportunity for me to go to Sudbury when the opportunity came up, so I took it, and then I got traded to Kitchener, and it's probably the best thing that happened to me so far.
You played with Waterloo for a midget year. Did that help, just you're familiar with that area?
Yeah, I'm kind of used to the city. I played here, major midget, so I'm kind of familiar with like the town and all of that. So it's good. It helps a little bit more.
Walking into a team like this mid-season, in this case obviously going to two teams mid-season, is there much of an adjustment as a goaltender, or is it sort of you kind of do your thing being a goalie versus, say, a forward or a defenseman?
Of course there's a little bit of an adjustment right when you get there, because you got to get used to all the players and the coaching staff and all that stuff. But once you get used to them, you just step on the ice, and then it's all familiar from there. You just play your game.
What was the message from the Rangers when you first came in? Was it a situation where sort of battling for playing time with other goaltenders there and, just see how it was going to play out?
Yeah, for sure. They just told me I was going to battle out and then see how it goes from there, and then I'll just go take it game by game.
This Rangers club has obviously had a lot of success this season leading the division, but now we're into mid-February. Is it already starting to feel like playoffs?
Yeah, for sure. Like, playoffs is right around the corner. There's like another month left, and then so we're starting to get into playoff mode now and treating like the playoffs, because it's gonna come quick, so we have to be prepared.
You, of course, have a championship last year, the MasterCard Memorial Cup in Windsor with the Spitfires. What was that whole experience like being with a championship team last season?
Yeah, for sure. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Not too many kids can say they won Memorial Cup, so. And there's 4 guys on Kitchener from Windsor, so we have a good leadership group, and hopefully we can carry it into Maine and hopefully win it again.
Do you find that's really helped as well? We talk about, you going into Kitchener and being now surrounded with so many familiar faces. That made it a lot easier, too?
Yeah, for sure. It helped a lot. Like, even when I got here, like, I saw a lot of I was familiar with like three or four other guys, so it helps a lot.
What's the goal for you moving forward in terms of obviously another championship and a Memorial Cup this year? But as you you look ahead, where do you see things playing out maybe beyond this season?
Hopefully I can get a pro contract or a tryout this summer. So that's the ultimate goal. But we'll just take it like game by game and then we'll see what happens this summer.
I'm sure it must be nice knowing with the OHL's education program, as you've already seen at the beginning of this year, you have options. And obviously, you know, professional hockey is where you want to be. But how important is it knowing that you've got education paid for in your back pocket as well?
Yeah, for sure. The education package is huge. Not too many kids get scholarships. So OHL does a nice job taking care of that. So it helps a lot.
You've been around this league for a few years. What's the experience like being a home goalie in Kitchener versus going in there on the road?
Oh, it's really nice when the 7,000 fans are behind you. I know it's from the past couple of years, it's been really tough. Like, staying here, we didn't like coming to play here because it was a really tough run to play, and so it's good.
That was goaltender Mario Colina of the Kitchener Rangers. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings. And once again, the Sioux Greyhounds lead the way in terms of the national rankings this week. The Greyhounds are number one, but three other OHL teams are on the list. Coming up, it's the Sarnia Sting at number four, the Kitchener Rangers at six, and the Hamilton Bulldogs at the number nine spot. Speaking of rankings, the OHL Cup powered by Under Armour Minor Midget Top 10 rankings are out. And once again, the Toronto Marlboros of the Greater Toronto Hockey League lead the way. The top six actually remains the same from last week, with the Oakville Rangers of the OMHA coming in number two. Mississauga Reps, Vaughan Kings, and Toronto Junior Canadians, all of the Greater Toronto Hockey League, 3, 4, and 5 respectively. And Detroit Little Caesars under 15s coming in at number six. The complete list is available at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. And of course, at the league's official website, you can get updates every night, including video highlights and live scoring information from every game in the OHL. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.